Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr. Grateful to have you on another one of these episodes of our Business of Digital podcast. And today, we are going to talk all things calendars, scheduling, things like that, all things related to your content, to your teams, to everything that you do with them and scheduling and stuff like that. So before we jump into it, hey Dave, how's it going?
Hola, senor.
Now, I actually like this one because, you know, back in the day, it was seriously like, you know, the wild, wild west with, you know, with how I used to blog. And, you know, I'd throw something up. Sometimes I'd have like, you know, this is back in the day when I actually did blog. We've told people here many times the reason that we podcast is because we suck at blogging.
Yes, we do.
But back in the day when I used to, you know, there was times when I would put out, you know, 3 blog posts in a day just because like something was on my mind, and then people wouldn't hear from me forever. And then I'd put out something, and anyway, it wasn't a great, you know, it's not a great strategy to keep, you know, people coming back and that consistency. And so over the years, we've developed more of a strategy as far as, you know, content being pushed out there in calendars and things like that. And it goes for everything. And we're going to dive into all this. But a lot of the stuff that we were talking about, Dave, was, you know, just your content in general that you get pushed out on your website, whether it's blog posts, whether, you know, just different types of content that you put on your website. You have the social content side of it. And then you also have the element that that I brought up was, you know, with your teams and internal training and, you know, who's going to be doing that kind of stuff. And so I guess, you know, maybe... why don't you kick it off for us? I know that you know, you got some great examples of some people that you got this idea from, and so why don't you kick us off, Dave?
Mr. Ian from the Great Northwest was one of the examples that got this idea for me, and you kind of alluded to how you and your team do your content, and you can talk about that a little bit because it's kind of a mix of multiple examples we're going to talk about, which again just kind of goes to the whole. You don't have to just do a content calendar one way. You know, everyone thinks I have to plan out for the next 6 weeks or 6 months or 1 month or 3 months, like all this content. I don't know the number of times that people plan a project out like that and don't have someone get sick, someone leave the company, a contract or a writer, internal or external, decide that they're not going to, you know, play with you anymore and work with you because they don't like something or they're too busy, and or a graphic designer, you know, is too busy, or they get backed up, or you don't get legal approval for something, and all of a sudden your calendar just blows up and you freak out. There's a lot of people, I think, look at this calendar and it's like, we have to do this, we have to do XYZ. Ian back in February had an interesting kind of content calendar where it's team-based. Rather than each week we're going to write about this specific topic and that specific topic and this, you know, he kind of talks about like 10X or long form, or you can even, you know, some people have heard the term skyscraper, like all these different types of pieces of content, and they're very inflexible, and it's, you know, this is what we're going to write about because whatever. His kind of approach is interesting. It's instead of wrapping your team around a calendar, you build a calendar around your team.
Yeah, I like that.
And they kind of walk through the blog post, and as always, we'll include it. According to their site, it's an 11-minute read. You can scan through it very quickly and get some good ideas. But they break stuff out by if it's once a week, once a month, once a quarter, what that type of content should be at a very high level. And then they kind of explain it. And then they also break it out by, is it branded a lot? Is it branded very little? As far as, you know, is this a product page or is this a completely, you know, just them trying to educate people?
Right.
And they dig through it, and, you know, every week they have a piece of content, and then their team kind of fills in where they can, and they kind of walk through it. That's one completely different example from what you hear, because, you know, everything, it's always like, you have to have a posting schedule and, you know, all of this. And I kind of have an example that I'll include that's like that, where instead of producing content, it's more of a promotion calendar, which I think a lot of people forget. So when you start thinking, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I think the point that we're trying to make here is that regardless of whether it's one of those kind of calendars or you know, a flexible calendar or what you're alluding to, it goes back to that saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Wait, did I get that right?
I think so. Say it again.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yes.
And so basically, if you have some sort of a system that you could figure out that works for you and your team, again, if it's a structured one, you know, we talked about, you know, you brought Ian's post in here, you know, like the rigid set plan. You know, if it's something that is like that and it works for you guys, great. If it's something that's more of a
haphazard.
Yeah, haphazard, but yet it works. Or if it's something that's more of a, you know, you have a system where one person emails someone part of the team that week and is like, hey, you're in charge of the post today. And, you know, as long as there's some kind of plan, I don't care. But as long as there's a plan is what I'm getting at. And so I didn't mean to cut you off on that. But, like, that's kind of what I'm hoping people get from this is having some kind of plan or calendar.
The example that you guys do for internal training, how about this? You speak to that, and that is a year-long set-in-stone plan that is also flexible at the same time.
Yeah, so we have lots of people on the team now and lots of people with different skill sets and different insights, and, you know, we just felt that instead of us boring and old, annoying owners doing the trainings and stuff all the time, I mean, we do have a lot of experience, but you know what? There's a lot of fresh, young, amazing ideas that are out there with our team members. And, you know, I just think that if we have some variety and if we give people more of that opportunity to shine, and, you know, that's kind of why we did this. But anyway, we'll bring everyone in our team in on this and we'll give them the opportunity to pick a day of the year. And then, you know, we'll have this Excel sheet, you know, very simple. Here's your name, here's the date, here's, you know, 52 slots if it ends up being every week. Just tell us what you're going to train on. Like, we don't even give a set topic. You know, if they're in the design team and they want to talk about design trends, great. Well, that's going to benefit anyone in PPC or SEO, you know, because the teams, they all end up touching each other at some point somehow anyway. And so basically they'll go in there. And so then it's easy for us, you know, like, let's say if someone quits or if someone got sick or whatever, well, we know who's in there. We have this calendar up. We can look at it and we can make some adjustments or, you know, we can improvise as needed. But it's nice for us because it kind of helps us as owners know that, hey, we have everything scheduled out and we have trainings taken care of. We're getting the team involved. We're making them feel like they're more a part of it, and they have that ownership, if you will. And so for us, that's how we do it. It's just a simple Excel spreadsheet, and you know, we just have it. We do it where it's a sign up basis. We encourage people. You know, we're not going to fire people if they don't sign up and they don't want to train. But we even give them 2 hours of pay to spend time, you know, preparing this. And I think that's about what it is. It's like 2 to 4 hours or something like that. But, you know, we give them that time to be able to put together a PowerPoint and do their research and things like that. So that's kind of how it works for us.
Well, and we've kind of talked about it before, but I think I closed it. I have too many tabs open. The Excel sheet that we use for this podcast is like a hodgepodge of
Half thought through
ideas, like examples, like for this exact show, it was just a link to Ian's, you know, blog post and I think a sentence and a half idea, and then we talk through it. There's other ones where I have like detailed outlines. There's other ones where it just says a name and like a question mark with a topic idea, and there's like don't know, we're up like at 55, 57, almost 60 right now, episodes.
Yeah,
and there's probably another 30 to 40 that are actually somewhat thought out.
Not to mention, you know, all of the guests that have expressed interest that we have in there. And we don't really do a huge guest-based show, but we have options. And that's, you know, that's what I think you're getting at.
Yeah, and then we have those. So it's like, I have the next 10 outlined, like the next 10 listed what we're going to do. And I was talking to someone the other day about being on the show, and I'm like, actually, we have the next 10. That said, the topic they brought up, I was like, we haven't actually talked about that in a while. That might, you know, that's a good idea. Let me think about it and where it can fit, because the way we record and stuff.
Well, so, and you bring up a good point for, you know, the way that these calendars need to be structured. There needs to be some flexibility too. And so, like, even with ours, how people sign up for stuff, like, let's say that something big happened or we had the opportunity to have someone huge that could come in and train, or big names visiting or whatever it might be, you know, have that flexibility and have, you know that it's okay to push stuff around and be able to be open, especially, you know, you and I have done it before where something big has happened in the industry and we're like, hey, let's jump on a podcast to, you know, let's record an episode today because, you know, such and such happened or whatever. And so I think that that's okay to do, and that should be something that you consider and factor in.
Well, and we've had people last minute get sick.
Oh, yeah. technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, like me. Sorry, Susan, who we still haven't been able to get back on yet. But, you know, I've screwed up. But we had content and we rescheduled, and, you know, and then there's other times where people were like, I don't have a voice. I can't talk. There's no way I can do this. So we're like, no problem. You know, that's why we have the other six ideas just waiting there, just to be flexible about that kind of stuff. And then and
that's the point too. That's another good point, because if you don't have that other stuff, and this is where I go, getting back to my, you know, whole fail to plan thing, then you're kind of just up a creek without a paddle, as the saying goes. Because, you know, if you're not doing any kind of planning, then you're not prepared for that. You're not ready for that. And so, like, that's what I'm hoping people get from this.
And then the other example I was going to talk to, and I can include the photo, it's the, circling back, sorry, is the, so we're talking a lot about, like, content creation. The one thing, and Matt, what's our mantra been the last couple of years when we've had our content marketing session, is market your content.
Oh, yeah.
Market your content marketing. And I don't know how many times we've said it.
It's got to me. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. What was it yesterday? 119.
Yeah.
Good grief. No.
So hot that I accidentally touched my leg to the running board of my truck and it burned it.
That's yeah. No, you could go cook an egg on it. I suppose.
I probably could. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know how clean, I know your cars are usually pretty clean except for the dust. I'm not sure you want to eat it, but
yeah.
This example was from what I did for, I know it was at a brewery conference last year that I gave the talk, but I know. But my whole thing was, it was like, I talked about digital marketing 101, and then at the end, I brought it all together to go, you know, this is why all of this matters. And I created a lot of breweries, just like restaurants have a special of the week. A lot of breweries have a new beer each month. Sometimes more often than that, like the first Tuesday of every month, there's going to be a new beer release, or maybe the last. What I created was this content plan and social plan for promotion leading up to it, so that people could sit there and, like, visualize and see what the logo was. And I'll include this image in the site, but I found an Excel sheet that lets you, you know, drop in little stuff. And I just created little logos for Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, a landing page for your website, and just kind of put like a quick little date and a little action of what was going to happen. And it was a very loose, like, oh, on this day, we're supposed to be doing this to try to promote it. And it was very broad.
Right.
You know, anyone could do anything. Like the first Tuesday and the second or the third Tuesday of the month, you post on Facebook something about this event. And every Wednesday, we're going to do something about this event once or twice. you know, once in the morning, once in the evening, something like that. And it was just a promotion calendar. And you could use this month and month again if you were to have maybe a webinar every month, or if you release a white paper, or if you have some sort of new monthly beer special or new monthly, you know, if you're a restaurant and you have the new menu items each month, you could lead up to it each month and change it and promote that content. But this is a basic calendar. So it wasn't, you know, crazy elaborate. It was just a, here's what we're going to do each month. So I know every Wednesday it's like, oh, I'm supposed to be promoting this, or I'm supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
But that's just like a different way of thinking about it. But it's not, and it, heaven forbid, if you miss one day because, you know, you're sick or, you know, you're too busy, you have the calendar. You can see what you've already done. You're like, oh, but I've been doing all these other things. So if I miss one day or one time, I can do it tomorrow, or I can do it another day.
And it's nice to have that to fall back on too, because it's kind of like what we talk about with paying attention to your analytics on a site. You know, go back and see what content has done the best, and then why not figure out a way to repurpose that or talk on, maybe there was quite a few subjects in that, and then you could go back and focus on one particular subject that was within that. And so, like, that's, again, you know, when you have that written down and you have that planned out, this gives you more ideas and it gives you more of an opportunity. And so it's like with any kind of content, you know, figure out ways that you could capitalize on your most popular content. And, you know, the calendar gives you great opportunity to just kind of remember that. And obviously, you know, like what we're talking about earlier, too, is, you know, not trying to avoid talking about the same stuff or blogging about the same stuff or whatever. So,
yeah, I've done it very high level before with some clients where there was no schedule. We had no idea of what our turnaround was going to be, what the resources were going to be, as far as we knew we had budget for writers. We knew we had budget of time from the owners to get approvals, but we had no idea what it was going to look like. So we just created a content plan, and at the very highest level of, here's all the pages on the site we should touch, you know, in priority from, you know, 1, 2, 3. Here's all the different types of content. Here's the seasonality. Here is like the topics and themes, where it fit into the, how it leads up to the services. And that was it. And then it was just a matter of when they could get to stuff. It's like, oh, well, the owner now is available. Okay, let's have them work on priority 1 service page. Like, let's pick one of those, and they would work on that week. And yeah, then the next week, it's like, do we have some budget this month for content outside of that? Yes. Okay. Well, what's coming up in the next 2 to 6 weeks? Let's look at this really broad list that we created and go from there. And that was our content calendar. It was just a list of to-dos prioritized that at any time of the year, if we were to look and say, oh, well, winter's coming up, this is a service we offer. You know, if you're a landscaping company, you know, it's now the fall. Oh, we have some budget. Okay, well, you know, at this point, trying to plant trees and, you know, doing some basic landscaping, cutting people's grass is not going to matter, really. Yeah. Why don't we start working on the other side of our business, which is probably, well, down there would be. But up here, it would be, you know, let's start promoting our winter plowing and salting, and, you know, let's go after some businesses. So we need some more business accounts this year to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Whatever it is, you can then look at that calendar or list of ideas and stuff. And if you don't even have that and someone goes, hey, Dave, we have budget for $1,500, or we have a writer that has availability next week, and it's Friday at, say, 2:00. And they can start Monday at 9:00, and you still have other stuff to do. If you don't have that list, you don't have those ideas, and you don't have them vetted and already approved,
yep,
what good are you point. Doing that weekend? What are yep. you doing early Monday morning?
You're not having fun.
Well, yeah, and then you come in, and they're like, all right, the writer, you know, it's their, you know, they just got off their last project on Friday. They're wrapping up some stuff this morning. You know, by 10:00, you know, can you sit down with them and have a meeting and go over what you're going to have them do?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let me get back to you on that. Meanwhile, I still need that report by noon. So, yeah, make sure I have that on my desk too. Yeah. And I'm sure the last week and a half you weren't doing anything.
All amazing points. And so hopefully, the takeaways that people get from this, like we've said, is, you know, have some kind of a calendar system that works, that you can be flexible, that you know, all this is great stuff. We've given lots of good examples. We'll share lots of examples of different calendars. We'll put it in the blog post for this, podcast episode, but we appreciate everybody joining us today. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and we will catch you on the next one of these Business of Digital podcasts. Bye, guys.
Bye.